Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in 1 second. Before that, Sip, is it second rate or is it third rate? What is it?
It's first rate.
It's first rate ag in Holdridge. Full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. That's pretty good. 25 years.
These long-time businesses, you know my feelings on those.
That's right. Reach out to firstrateag.com or 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. And please, please mention the ticket. They'll help you out there. Yes. Get you a discount.
Play the music.
Which one?
The Masters.
Oh, okay. There's several things we have for music here, so I didn't know which one you were talking about.
The Masters.
All right, let's get to it.
Come on.
Hang on. Here we go. There we go. Update from Augusta National.
Yes.
Tiger Woods told you he started in hole 14, was one under par going into today, finishing his first round. Bogeyed hole 14.
Bogey.
Parred the par 5, 15th hole. As of right now, he has a birdie putt from about 25 feet on 16, par 3 over the water.
Par 3.
The person right ahead of him, wearing the most ridiculous sweater I've ever seen in my life. I'll show you it when we get out there. Jason Day. I don't know who's dressing Jason Day, but he looks terrible.
Hmm.
You saw the hoodie?
Yes.
The hoodie was way better than what Jason Day is wearing on that course.
The hoodie worn by...
Kurt Kitayama. Yeah. If anybody's watching, please, the Masters, please comment. You can text us at 402-464-5685. I don't know what Jason Day is wearing. It concerns me.
I'm going to have to check this out.
He had some very strange rain pants on yesterday that were very baggy. Reminded me like 2002 baggy style clothing. Anyways.
You would agree. Now, I know I'm poking the bear a little bit here, but Tiger looks a little stiff to me.
I told you he looked stiff yesterday walking to the first tee. Yes. People thought he did and said, you're lying to yourself. He looks stiff.
Yeah, he looks stiff.
Anyways,
Tiger
Woods even through 15 holes, birdie putt on 16 from 25 feet. Jason Day, I mentioned Jason Day, he hit in the water right before Tiger Woods on 16.
Tiger Woods is an iconic figure, but he's taken a strange approach to training for golf. He looks like an inside linebacker.
And he plays 4 times a year, maybe 5. Maybe 6.
I guarantee you he's lifting weights daily.
Well, maybe he needs to do something to...
Maybe cut down on the
weight. Maybe limber. Maybe some limber, Tiger.
Yes.
So
Masters action continues all day today.
It does, and so do our soft tones, except for after this music's done, then we're back to normal. Yes. But
just stop the music.
There's your update from Augusta National. All right, let's get to Bill's Thrills.
Yes.
Sips Tips on a Friday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, Sips Tips, Jake's Takes, all sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows in Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387. One more time, 402-730-7387. They're just north of 27th and Old Cheney, and they're the cash cows in Lincoln.
I am not telling anybody to watch a movie. I'm just not going to do that. Because when someone tells me to watch a movie, it decreases the chances of me watching the movie.
It's called film recommendation Friday, not film request Friday.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, though. And this is just basically idle chit-chat. But you know that I've watched American-made, I don't know. I'm going to say 12 times.
I think it's more like 65.
Yeah. So American Made is the movie that I've always thought is the best I've seen. I'm most captivated by. But there's It dawned on me yesterday as I was watching this. It was on one of the just, I think, TNT type channels. And I've seen this movie, this other movie, not as many times as American Made, but it's starting to get to that number. And it's a movie that I almost regard as highly as American Made. And that's Casino. It's Casino because it's De Niro. And I believe De Niro was maybe at his finest in Raging Bull. But it's close in Casino. He's really good in Casino. Like, he's a captivating character. He plays the character of Sam Ace Rothstein, who's a Jewish-American gambling expert handicapper, who's asked by the Chicago mob to oversee the day-to-day casino and hotel operations at the Tangiers Casino in Vegas. The leading characters are Pesci.
Okay. Joe Pesci.
Yep. Yeah. Who's a made man and a friend of Sam. And Ginger. And that's Sharon Stone,
okay,
who's a streetwise chip hustler whom Sam marries and has a daughter with. And a lot of the plot it revolves around their crumbling relationship, and they have some epic fights that are, I mean, they're sort of entertaining. But just I recommend it because De Niro plays this character so well, it's incredible to me.
Is this a long movie?
Yes.
Like 3 hours?
I'm going to say let me see if it says on here. It is a long movie. It's a Scorsese movie,
you know. It surprises me that you have seen that long of a movie that many times.
Figure this out. 178 minutes.
So that's just about 3 hours.
Yeah, it's long.
2 hours and 58 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long. It's quite a commitment when you watch it on TV.
And you've committed to that.
I'd say seven to ten.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, seven to ten.
Yeah, TV, that's like almost 5 hours probably on TV.
Yeah,
four hours.
I find that when it's on, I can't not watch it. Like, it's one of those movies. I would say if you said, Sipple, what are your favorite movies at age 57? I'd say American Made and Casino. Those are it. Those are my favorites. Those are my favorites. American Made for sure and Casino for sure. Right?
Kim?
Yeah. The leading actors in both of them were incredible. Incredible.
Well, De Niro's a stud, obviously.
And
Joe Pesci's a stud.
Right. And in American Made.
And Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is incredible in that movie.
Tom Cruise is in a lot of great movies.
Yeah, Tom Cruise in American Made is, I just think, it just doesn't get much better for an actor.
Texas says, Jake, have you not seen Casino? No, I have not. I've seen a lot of good movies. I've not seen Casino, though.
I'm
aware of Casino.
You and Elizabeth would enjoy that together.
Well, we might watch that at some point here soon.
You and Elizabeth would enjoy Casino. It's not wildly inappropriate. It's not family fare, but it's fine. It was on TV yesterday, Jake.
Aaron says, great movie, Sip. One of my favorites. Any mob movie, and I'm all for watching.
I'm pretty good with mob movies, but some are better than others. And I'm just saying, in this case, a lot of it's just De Niro and Pesci are at, I just think they're at their best. Pesci's really good in it, too.
I love Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Pesci's really good in this movie. Pesci, not good, though, in this movie in terms of his loyalty to his friend. Bad. Bad.
Someone says, I need to watch the uncensored version because somebody says, in one scene, there's a guy who gets his head put into a device and squeezed until his eyeball.
It's not perfect family fare.
Pops out.
Yeah, it's not perfect family fare.
If you like Goodfellas, you're going to love it. I've never seen Goodfellas either.
Oh, Jake. This segment is revealing in what you haven't seen.
I have seen No Country for Old Men. Thank you, Texture. I've seen that one.
Casino. That's an incredible movie. No Country for Old Men would make my top five.
Andrew says, Casino is an all-time great. I always catch myself watching The Fugitive when it's on TV also.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a book you can't put down, Jake, if you get into Casino. You just can't put it down.
David from Renew Your Auto says, Jake, you are disappointing me with not having seen
Goodfellas.
Casino or Goodfellas.
That's surprising.
I haven't seen either of them.
Well, you would do well to see both. And I guarantee you would like Goodfellas. I don't know if I guarantee, I just know you. I don't know if I guarantee you like Casino.
I think I'd like Casino.
Okay.
I like De Niro. I like Pesci. I like that kind of storyline.
It's a good story.
Interesting to me.
Oh, it's a really, really well done movie.
Yes.
Really well done.
Okay.
Well done.
A lot of support for you on this one.
Yeah.
Good support there. By the way, before we get to the game show, Sanderson has chimed back in. He says he's watching the Masters.
Sandy?
He's, where'd he go?
Did you got to play the music?
No. He said, Jake, I just turned on the Masters, and you are right. Jason Day should be thrown off the golf course for that outfit.
I really want to see this.
It is ridiculous.
Can't you begin to describe it?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is something I could see a high school person wearing, just trying to make a statement, probably. It's just very odd. It's a ugly, it's a massive, it's a sweater that's too big, and it just has writing on it.
That's pretty good.
It's just terrible.
In terms of condemnation, that's pretty strong.
Like, I'm just telling, in a comparison, we made fun of Kurt Kitayama with his hoodie.
Uh-huh.
That looks like it's a wonderful sweater vest versus what Jason Day is wearing. Looks very appropriate compared to what Jason Day has on.
You've piqued my interest.
If you have not seen, I've seen it all over Twitter. Now, if you want to go to X and just type in Jason Day, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll see the picture or the video. It is hideous what he's wearing. There's times to make statements in clothing, and this is not one of them.
Well, Jason, you're not overly judgmental about clothing.
No, I don't care typically, no. But this is like, what? I mean, what is he wearing?
Yeah,
people have said, is this some sort of sick prank that he's wearing this sweater?
Okay, so now wait a second. You described it as a high schooler looking for attention. Someone else described it as a sick prank.
Right.
At that point, you probably need to reevaluate what you're doing. That's the kind of descriptions you're getting.
I just got a text, and it was of him swinging. No, I want the front side of with an actual view of his t-shirt. Of the sweater he has mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. It is a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say. So, all right. That's Bill's Thrills, a.k.a. Sips Tips, a.k.a. Jake's Take, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the Cash Cows, and Lincoln. Are you seeing it now?
You know who came through for us?
Who? Greg? Myrtle Beach?
Oh, no. Buster and David City. Yeah, now
I'm
seeing
it. Zoom
in on that. Yeah, that looks like a joke.
It looks like an absolute...
It looks like someone's playing a trick on
him. Let me see, make sure it's the right one. Yeah, that's... What is that? What is he wearing?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Jason Day, you deserve to miss the cut wearing that sweater.
Thanks, Buster.
Thank you, Buster.
Buster in David City with a good photo off his TV.
Can I give you one last plug before we get to the game show?
Please.
Speaking of David City, yesterday... Marty Roper came in from David City.
Marty Roper.
He owns a place called Salt Mine City Brewing.
Okay.
In David City.
Okay.
And I got some beers if you want some in the back. He brought in, they have 30 different beers they brew at Salt Mine
really?
City.
Really? Where's this at?
David City. It's downtown.
I know, but where? Downtown?
It's downtown.
Really?
He said they're going to close it soon and build a new building. So it's bigger in David City.
I'll be darned.
But they have 30 types of beers. He brought in a beer that was an American lager. I mean, this had no bitter taste at all.
I'll take some of it.
I will give you one. It was incredible.
Give me two.
He also had an Irish ale also, which was excellent.
Okay, I like
tried the
other
Vienna
one.
Lager. Tried to, you know, I don't like IPAs. I told Marty I'm not drinking the IPA, but the other stuff was incredible. If you find yourself on the way to Columbus or in the David City area, mm-hmm. holy crap, please stop at Salt Mine City.
Yeah, just so you
amazing
know,
place.
Whenever I go to Columbus, I always go the David City.
Okay, well, stop by for a beer.
Yeah.
At Salt Mine City.
I'll be darned.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. All right, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You know, it's Masters week, so why would we not on a Film Friday do some golf movies? Golf movie trivia.
Great, great.
What else would we do on a Film Friday Masters?
So, no, that makes sense.
If you think you know your golf movies, please give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
According to the Grease Board, you have already had a losing week. You're 1-3 this week after two straight 4-1 weeks in the game show.
Yeah, this week got away from me.
You didn't have Bill for four shows this week. You had him one day. I think you still lost in one day.
This week got away from me. I got bucked off the bull. Right?
Get back on the bull. Get back on the bull.
Jake.
Helping you out. Get back on the bull. All right, we got Josh. Josh, how do you feel about golf movies today on this Film Friday?
Pretty decent.
This is not... Producer Josh, this is caller Josh. Producer Josh took the call.
So. I understand how that works, Jake.
Yeah. Making sure you know that. Yeah. Making sure
Josh.
Listeners are aware of that.
Josh is
I'm
on
the
phone.
I'm the guy that brought in honey for you guys.
Please bring it back. That was delightful, Josh.
Oh, my God.
The honey we had
Josh?
A couple months ago, it was really good.
Josh, stop by any time. You don't have to bring anything. Just stop by.
But that
honey's good, though.
Yeah, we like that honey. All right, Josh, first question to you. Bill is not here, so it's just you and Sip. Mano y mano again.
Put him up.
Josh, what is the name of the golf course in Caddyshack?
That's a beautiful sound.
Good start there.
Let's just go with Whispering Pines. That's a guess.
Sip, I would encourage you to not take this one.
Wait a second, though. Josh, I appreciate that. I appreciate the guess.
Just went for a guess there.
Yeah, Whispering Pines. No, I'm passing.
I saw somebody wearing a shirt with this the other day. Bushwood Country Club. Bushwood. You have to know that movie to get that one right.
Yeah, funny.
All right, Sip. First question to you, 0-0 tie. What is Kevin Costner's character name in Tin Cup?
Ace.
That's not it. Do you want that one or not?
Yeah, I'll take it. It's Rory McIlroy.
Roy McAvoy. Roy McAvoy.
Are you sure you want to give that to him?
Yes.
It's close enough?
No, he got that one.
Okay.
He's on that one.
Josh, I'm with Jake on that.
All right, for the win, your last question, Josh. What actor plays the lead role of amateur golfer Francis we met in the 2005 golf movie, The Greatest Game Ever Played?
That, Shia LaBeouf?
Brilliant!
Shia LaBeouf is correct, and you are never going to win today, Sip. You had a buzzsaw in Josh. Josh, congrats. You're getting bagels. Thanks for bringing in honey. And you deserve bagels for that in general. So good job today. Well done. We'll get you bagels.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great Friday.
You too,
Same
Josh.
To you. Enjoy the Masters.
And shut up, Sip.
There we go.
Congratulations on the new baby, Jake.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Josh. We'll see you. Hopefully born sometime today or tomorrow. But tiebreaker, you want that one?
Yes.
Okay. You lost the year. By the way, 1-4 week for you.
Great.
In trivia.
That's great.
Chevy Chase was one of the stars in Caddyshack. How old is Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase right now.
Yes.
Chevy Chase must be 75.
Not a bad guess. He's actually 80.
Ooh.
He's 80 years old.
Chevy Chase is 80 years old. Okay.
He's
so
aging.
Really in that game, what I was trying to do and what happened is good. I got out of there without being embarrassed. It's kind of like when Nebraska played. What year was it when Nebraska went out to USC with Bill Callahan? And they basically played not to get
2006. Five or six.
2005 or six. I always remember that.
It was 28-10. It was a boring game.
But Nebraska played it not to get embarrassed. I kind of played that game. I was just hoping not to get embarrassed.
Did you get embarrassed? It was a 2-0 loss.
No, I don't feel like I was embarrassed. I didn't say anything overly stupid.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you didn't take a guess in the golf course, which is good.
No, and there wasn't any obvious one that I missed that you would say, how do you not get that?
I don't even think Ace was a bad guess. You went right away. Ace. No, it's not it. So
we're all right. I got out of there without it being embarrassed, much as Nebraska did at USC that year, whatever that year that was. And I'm not being disparaging about
it. I think it was 06 because 07 they came to Lincoln and crushed Nebraska.
I think that's right. Yeah. The 07 game was crushing to Bill's program, to Callahan's program. It was. Bill would tell you himself that Nebraska didn't really recover from that. it didn't really recover.
They almost lost to Ball State that year. Yeah, they gave up 76 points to Kansas that year.
USC is, I would say, real quickly before we get to break, that USC game in 2007 was a prime example of a game that can ruin your season. There are games that can ruin your season. You got to be careful about that. And that game wrecked Nebraska. Because they got mauled physically, Jake. They got mauled.
And they put up 70 points in K-State, though. It was a very odd year. There's mostly downs, a couple ups, and that was it. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.